You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy and I were talking off the air yesterday about the red button. Jeremy, would you like to explain to people who don't know what the red button is?
First of all, don't get freaked out. I'm going to mention the former president's name, but Donald Trump on his desk there in the Oval Office had a big red button. And every time he'd whack that button, whack, apparently a butler would come into the Oval Office with a Diet Coke on a silver platter and present the former president with his Diet Coke. And it sounds like he did this about 9 to 12 times a day. Holy aspartame, Batman. And then Biden came in and he had the button removed. And, you know, that's a big, you know, stink now on the internet. What happened to the red button?
Well, anyway, I thought former presidents used it, too. It wasn't.
Oh,
did
they? I didn't know that. Yeah, all I've heard is
something that I read
Diet Coke.
That Barack Obama used it and they would bring him. What was it? But I mean, Trump did not install it, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
at least
I thought
from
he
what
did.
I've read, and please, we don't need to get
into
anyway, fights or anything.
It was there. There was a button. You hit
let's
it.
Let's try to be good spirited about this.
So it got us talking off the other day. Like, hey man, if we had like a giant red button, like in our office or here in the studio, every time we hit it, what would come in on a silver platter from our butler, our own personal butler? And then I went and posted it on my Facebook page, and the comments came rolling in. I think the funniest one, let me scroll down to the bottom. It was just about 9 hours ago. Michelle said, "The guys from Thunder from Down Under."
Hey, why not?
Yeah. Colleen said, "A massage." Somebody would come running in and give her a massage. Michael, our buddy Michael, said, "Bring me... they would bring me an order of Kansas City barbecue ribs and some mac and cheese." Heck yeah!
Who can argue with that?
Who can argue with that? What are you thinking, DT? What would you want?
Well, the very first thing that crossed my mind was queso. Just bringing a piping hot little
bowl
tub of queso with some chips and
yum.
I don't know why, but that's what cracked into my head. Maybe that's one of those things where your body is desiring something and so that's all you can think about.
Yeah,
subconsciously. Either that or along the lines of the woman who said a massage, I wouldn't mind if I hit that button, somebody comes in and starts giving me a little light back scratch.
Oh,
or
yeah,
scratch
a little tickle scratch.
Yeah.
While you eat your queso? Oh. Now rub the queso on my back. Yeah, I'm with you. My food choice would have been like tots. Or maybe like an iced coffee because I like that kind of stuff. And then
you
I did
love your tots, though.
I did go along the lines of the Thunder from Down Under, and I was like, "Well, is it possible that every time I hit that button, like Megan Fox comes in? I mean, is that pervy of me? I mean, just to chat, just to you know, have a conversation."
She just walks through the room and out the other door, just
holding a tray of tots as she walks through.
She just parades by.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with that.
There's multiple things you can't have.
Claudia kind of had the same thought process. She said Brad Pitt carrying my favorite alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, why not?
Here's a grown-ass man. Aaron says chocolate milk. Dude, you're a grown man.
Well, okay. Listen.
All right, whatever.
Here's the thing. You only get one shot at this.
It's like, you can't change it.
There was the poll question that one time. It's something along the lines of, you know, you've got $100 million, whatever you're going to do. And somebody said, "I'm going to, you know, like buy a new couch or something." I was like, well, okay. Well,
if that's what you desire.
if that's the first place your mind goes, power to you.
Uh-huh.
You know, a bigger question here has to do with the whole, how would you feel? Now, I know... You know, when we do like the whole, you know, we're just dreaming about things. The whole idea of a butler or a servant coming in and, you know, hired help to bring you something.
Yeah.
How would you be with that, really? Like, if you had enough money, I don't know that I could ever employ a person like that.
To assist you. Like, yeah, I am with you. I would feel awkward knowing I could totally walk to the kitchen, get myself my own drink, and then walk back.
So, I mean, a personal assistant is one thing. Like, for my business, absolutely. And I've thought 100 times about hiring a PA for my publishing business.
Yeah.
That I really would like to have somebody who took a big load off, you know, off of my shoulders with that. But when it comes to something like... Because they do exist now. There are butlers and maids or whatever they call them, whatever the new politically correct term is for them.
I have no idea, yeah.
But there are people who employ them, and I don't know that I could do it. I think I would...
You get a taste of it, though, right?
Maybe, and that could be true, too. It's just that I was brought up lower middle class. And that's the whole way I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of money when I was growing up. And to this day, for me to think about somebody serving me like that at my home, I just...
Right, but if it's they're doing it, they applied, they want the job, this is what they're good
at,
and they're getting paid, I would be constantly tipping them, though. Like, at the end of every day, be like, oh, thank you for everything you did today, here's another $400, you know. I got a taste of this yesterday. First time I have used curbside service at a store.
Okay.
And I felt extremely awkward doing that because I know I could layer up with my mask and everything and go into the store and get what I need. I purchased something on curbside service. I pulled up to that slot in the front, texted them, said I was there, mm-hmm. and they brought it out to my truck, put it in, waved me off.
Yep.
And, buddy, I could get used to that. Real used to that. I'm a fan of curbside service, and I hope it never goes away.
We use our public library a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot. Like, at least once or twice a week, we go to the library for things. And I don't know about your library in your hood, but for us, it's the thing where you reserve something online. Same thing, you pull up, and there are designated... parking spots outside.
Yeah, you let them know.
You call them and you say, hey, I'm in space number 3. They walk outside and you are supposed to roll down your rear window for the back seat of your mm-hmm. car. And they reach in and put it on the back seat, you know, wearing a mask and everything. Same thing, waves. They say, thanks a lot. And they go back inside. And
it's
even
great.
That makes me feel like the laziest flipping slug in the world.
You have to, like, make up an excuse. I hurt my leg. I can't get out.
I mean, you're not allowed to go in. That's just it.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
It's the only way they will do it. You cannot go into the library.
Yeah.
So you have to pull up. And even though it's mandatory, I feel like a slug.
I am right there with you, buddy.
This person is bringing out my books and putting them in the back seat of the car.
Because then I instantly get into the mindset of, like, well, how is that person feeling that's bringing that stuff out? I mean, are they okay with this? Are they annoyed with it? I mean, obviously, they have to be happy that they are still employed.
Okay, so we had a talk about that, and Gretchen was with me the last time. And in fact, they were books for her. And as we're pulling away, she goes, I can't speak for the people that work here at the library. She goes, but I am assuming that they are actually thrilled with the way this goes now mm-hmm. because you don't have all of these coughing, hacking, potentially sick people milling around. They stay in an insulated little place, and all they have to do is put a mask on and run out and put something either in the backseat
sure.
of someone's car or gather stuff out of the return bin. And they don't have to put up with a bunch of
with
sickies.
The public, yeah.
Yes.
And you get to be outside for a little bit. Maybe you take your time going
bit.
Back. You vape a little while you're out there. I don't know.
She said it might be heaven.
It probably is heaven, but it is one of the greatest things. And I hope it doesn't disappear after the Rona's over.
I don't think this is one of those changes.
We've been spoiled.
Because, you know, we've talked about it before. What are the things that are going to remain permanent? And I hope. Walking
yep.
it outside to people and keeping their filthy selves out of the store could be the wave of the future.
Humans are gross.
We're just foul,
We're
aren't we?
Disgusting.
People are foul.
Yes, we are, man.
And I can't stop thinking about queso.